USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are close to an agreement. It's not a done deal yet, but we are very close.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, striking an optimistic tone regarding a new coronavirus deal. The Democrat also saying,
we will work in the future to provide additional relief as the country requires. But we need to provide a platform to build on. We need to address this emergency right now.
President-elect Joe Biden is encouraged by bipartisan negotiations on a new coronavirus relief package.
The stimulus package is encouraging. It looks like they're very, very close, and it looks like there's going to be direct cash payments. But it's a down payment, an important down payment on what's going to have to be done beginning at the end of January into February. But it's very important to get done.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Senate hearing on voting irregularities in the 2020 election gets a bit heated between Chairman from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, and Democrat Senator from Michigan, Gary Peters.
We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward. Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information. Well, one, I had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly.
I did not.
You lied repeatedly in the press. When I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
Facing strong criticism, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced an audit of signature matching for ballots in Cobb County after claims of voter fraud. Raffensperger saying, my goal is to make our elections accurate and secure and believed by the voters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As the coronavirus vaccine continues to be rolled out to essential workers, the question many of us have is, when is it our turn?
With one coronavirus vaccine being delivered across the country and another likely to be approved this week, a massive immunization program is just beginning. But when will the general public begin to have access to those shots? Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that could come sooner than many thought. He tells CNBC that the possibility for more vaccines coming to market could also move that date forward.
I believe that by the end of February, into March, of course, depending on the decisions by our governors, but I believe we'll have enough supply out there to be reaching out into the general public for administration at your CVS's, Walgreens, Kroger's, and near the end of February into March. And if we get J&J and AstraZeneca coming in, their data should be here, we hope, the beginning to middle of January with FDA consideration later in the month.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden is naming former rival Pete Buttigieg as his nominee for Secretary of Transportation.
He's one of the smartest people ever meet and one of the most humble. A new voice with new ideas, determined to move past old politics.
If confirmed, he will become the second openly gay member of a president's cabinet, with the first being Rick Grenell, who served in President Trump's administration. Please remember you can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.